This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm drinking a Cellus White. It's a Category 16A whip beer. Now, judges probably know the story of this beer. It was the beer that Pierre Cellus revived. He revived Hoegaarden and then moved to Texas where he started brewing Cellus White. And then the brand was bought out, I believe, by Miller, who did nothing with it. And the brand was eventually purchased by the Michigan Brewing Company in Weberville, Michigan, who began producing it a few years back. Same general process, and it has the same label as before. So it's somewhat of a storied beer. But Pierre Cellus isn't involved anymore, and it's brewed in Michigan. Anyhow, you can find it sometimes. I live in Ohio, so I see it on shelves. It's a pale yellow color. It's got a moderate haze if you rouse the bottle a little. If you just pour a little off the top, it'll look clear when you first pour it. It's got a tall, frothy white head, and retention is fair. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma is, I guess I would describe it as perfumey. It's got quite a bit of orange. The spice is light. Get a little herbal note. I'm not sure if that's hops. It's moderately sweet, and the sweet and the fruit go together. It's the perfumey sweetness orangey perfumey sweetness is probably what I would call the dominant aroma. Not really getting anything else. The perfumey quality of it, it's getting close to what some judges might call soapy, just because it's a similar aroma to some kinds of soap. I don't really get that, but that's how people have described it to me. I'm just getting a lot of orange. I'm not getting a lot of spice unless the spice is giving the perfumey elements. The spice is sort of light compared to the esters. I'm going to give it a 10. A little bit of benefit of the doubt on the perfumey quality being from coriander. Tasting it. The fruity orange flavor dominates. It has sort of a light honey sweetness, medium-low bitterness. The palate's quite full with a off-dry finish. There's a light herbal flavor in there. The spice is low in comparison to the fruit, for sure. It's very orangey. 'Towards the finish, I'm starting to get a grainy wheat flavor. It's light. And a touch of harshness in the finish. I wonder if it's a tad old. It's not a style that ages gracefully. Yeah, there's a lot of orange there. I think it's a little out of balance to me. I'm going to give it a 16 on flavor. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body, moderately hard carbonation. It's creamy. It's a little tart. It seems a touch heavier than some examples. So I'll give it a 4. Overall, well, it's quite fruity and perfumey. I think the spices are a little underdone, or at least lacking in the distinctiveness. The orange is a little over the top for me, and it seems a little heavy in the balance. I'm concerned that it might be a touch old, too. Still, it's better than most homebrews that I get, and I do understand that it's a style that goes south on you quickly. So I'm going to give it an 8 overall. It's it's clearly a wit beer. It's got minor balance issues and might be suffering a little from handling. So that's a total score of 41 for the Cellus White Category 16A wit beer.